The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I like that we put this in the playlist, man. That's my son Michael, man, playing Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, you know what, Al, you're right. That he is remarkable.
The way he can emulate Stevie Ray, you know, one of his idols, certainly. Look at that.
That's my boy right there. And so proud of him as he plays Stevie Ray. Of course, Jimi Hendrix is studying Philip Sace as well. So he goes on TikTok, which apparently is going to go away because the Chinese are spying on us through TikTok. It's like there's a TikTok, and all these kids are doing TikTok. Your minute video, right? And it's the Chinese come up with this whole thing, and the Chinese use it to gather information from us. So, and the president's absolutely right, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said we got to take this down. However, it's good. Michael has. I'm on TikTok. Are you ready for this, guys? Are you ready for this? 110,000 views on the
That's
recent
awesome.
Post they just did. I'm telling
you. But what
you,
are the Chinese going to find out? I mean, really, they're going to find out that Joe Piscopo lives in the middle of nowhere that the FBI can't even locate, right? That he has a bear problem. He has a deer problem. They eat all his flowers.
Right.
You know,
this is not racist, but I'm just saying, I can imagine them watching going, wow, this guy played guitar really good. Oh, man, he's so good.
Big piece of property. Oh, look at this. I mean, what are they going to find out?
Is that Joe Piscopo? Joe Piscopo, no, he don't like
him. The Chinese may call the FBI and go, we know where Joe lives.
By the way, I have to apologize. I don't want to be racist. Don't misconstrue it. I'm just saying that is an impression of way someone in the Communist Party would sound. That's exact impression. And I, in a court of law, if you'd like to just dispute it, I will show a video.
He shred guitar. Good. I mean, that's it. That's all they're going to find out. What are they going to find out?
He shreds.
How many instruments he have in house? I don't understand. Like, I mean, what are they gonna? Oh, he keep his cabinet open all the time.
Yeah, he got Jimi Hendrix. He got big Jimi Hendrix decal.
Of course, they'd be offended because you're eating turkey bacon. Hey. That's probably that and the Pop Tarts.
Who Gene Krupa? Why Gene Krupa? Who that?
Then he should move painting down. That's what you'll have the Chinese interior decorator. Oh no, Beagle first. Then Gene Krupa.
Mr. Joseph, he crooked. That picture crooked. I go out fix that picture for him.
No, you would do that. And they go, who is it, Mr. Joseph? There somebody else in the house? I mean, come on. Really? Really?
Oh, my God. Okay. Do we resign now, Al? Or
no.
Can you
absolutely
resign
not.
Now? No, first of all, this. Yes. We apologize if we've offended anybody.
Why are you apologizing? It was funny. What's the apology?
Here's
the problem.
We got to tell you that we're doing an impression, an exact.
Do you think that we're not doing an impression?
Communist Party is going to sound like okay, just like that.
But
okay,
honestly, what person is listening right now? Going, they're acting like they're exactly like a Chinese person. I mean, it's funny. This is, I think, part of the problem with America. We've lost sight of what's funny.
I know it's so true, though. We were talking about that last night. It's so, and I'm telling you what, there's going to be a point. If I step into the next arena that we hope to step into, I am pushing the envelope. And if there's a lawsuit, so be it. Because I'm telling you, everybody's got to stop and just settle down. And with Darren Porcher's point, too, he's a kid watching me and Eddie. Eddie's doing buckwheat. Eddie's doing everything. Eddie's doing James Brown. He's doing but how about Dion and Dion when Eddie and I played the hairdressers? God forbid that you should do that. And yet Darren's watching, and he turns out to be a true American hero, Darren Porcher does. Like, it didn't affect him. Everybody's got to relax. Everybody's got to stand down. But they're using it. They're just using it to divide us. So we got to have a little fun here. But I always feel like you have to do a caveat, Al. You know, you got to do a caveat.
I don't. You know what? I think you know how you do a caveat. If it's something that is really going to be racist, we're talking about your home, which is the FBI cannot find your home. They tried to pick you up one day, and they couldn't find. They had to call you because you can't find your home. I mean, it's funny. What's the matter with people? We need to lighten up a little bit.
So let me tell you what happened. You're not going to believe it, what happened. So I got all the kids with me. Everybody's with me. And thank God Mikey's doing right. Michael had some dental surgery, had a little infection. Thank God he's okay. I worry about my boy, you know. I worry. I really, that is my one fault. I worry so much about my children. And then I come down this morning. I come down and I see the freezer is open. The freezer is open, you know, so someone left the freezer open.
Oh, that happens in my house all the time.
Does it? But let me tell you. So I'm not a prepper, but I'm getting there. I'm going to I have like 2 months worth of meat in the freezer because God forbid it's a meat. So I got Lafreda. You got the Lafreda meats we call. So I got it now. They all kind of started to thaw. And correct me if I'm wrong. Once they start to thaw, you can't refreeze it because then. So now I've got about, it's not so bad, but I got half the meat that was in a freezer is halfway thawed out. So now I'm cooking it all. I am not throwing it out. I'm cooking it all today. So that is the assignment.
So if you can find Joe's house, he's having a barbecue. If you can find it, just follow the smoke.
Absolutely. I should go find, I'm going to find a homeless person and go cook all this meat.
Where is there a homeless person around by you? I mean, come on, let's be fair.
The closest thing
you're in the woods. The only thing you're going to find is one of the bears.
That girl that I hired. Yeah, right. I can't stop.
Hey there, boo boo. He's cooking some food.
The deer might be hungry, you know.
Yeah. The bear guy. Yeah, that's what I need. Oh, my God. So now I get to cook.
Joe's going
to
be flinging burgers to his neighbor that lives 3/4 of a mile away. Here, want some fresh ones? Here you go.
No, maybe I'll take it to a homeless shelter or something like that.
See, that's nice. See, that would be great.
Yeah.
You should do
except
that.
Then, you know what will happen? My luck, someone will get sick with salmonella because it was thrown out.
Or I'm
Joe will pull up. I'll have a lawsuit.
Joe will pull up in a full suit, gloves, and a mask, and they'll have this tray of food, and they'll be like, no, we don't want it. Who are you looking for? You trying to whack somebody? We don't want it. Leave the tray and go. Oh,
I will Lord be avoiding Jesus. That barbecue like the plague. I do not want food poisoning.
So do you think it's okay, though, Al? The meat's okay. If it thaws out just a little bit.
I would not refreeze it. Don't refreeze it. Let it defrost and then cook it. Okay, I mean, you could make, like, if you have chili in the house, you can make chili or something and put it in the refrigerator, and you can have that for a couple of days. You know, you can do. See,
I
love the blank stare. That's not happening. Like, I prep on Sundays. I make salmon for the week so I can have it in my salad.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
You don't.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Make the avocado jambalaya.
Yeah, I actually have Pat Lafreda chopped meat in the fridge that I'll make over the weekend, and I'll have chili next week.
Yeah, really? So it keeps that long. This is great. Look at you. Yeah. Look at you. Huh?
Well, I have to do it. I'm the only one who really eats in the house, like other
can
stuff.
Can you come over? Can you come over today?
No.
To my house?
I'm busy tasting beers today. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, you really are.
Yeah.
You really are.
Well, we're down to the Sweet 16, so, you know.
Joe Sibilia said that's a good idea for a date, going beer tasting like that. That's actually not a bad idea.
In New Jersey right now, outdoor beer gardens are open, and obviously you can dine outside. So, yes, there are. There's a number of places in New Jersey that are open right now that you can go and have a beer. Obviously, weather permitting. Some have tents up and stuff. Others don't. So, but weather permitting, you can do that.
I think a soda fountain's more my style, though. You know, go to Holstein's.
Well, good luck, because I don't think you're going to find that many of those.
Holstein's in Bloomfield. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, that would be great. Yeah. That's a great idea, Joey.
Calandra's in Newark.
First of all, and we got to get to the news, I understand. And by the way, Roger Stone, we're waiting for Roger Stone to join us. So where do you go on your first date, Joe? What are you going to do?
Well, I want to give her
the haven't met her. It's a blind date. Well, have you seen a picture of her?
I've seen a picture of her, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
She's gorgeous. I don't know if I measure her up, but
well, we weren't talking about you. We were talking about her.
Well, I mean,
She's 4 years older than you are. Older woman. That's all right.
She's an older woman. She likes Bob Hope, and I was going to treat her like a queen.
Bob Hope.
I treat her like
you're
going to
dress as Bob Hope.
I that would be a good idea, actually. You know, Get a fake nose.
How is she going to recognize you? Obviously, you're going to have a mask on. Is she just looking for the red hair?
That's a good point. What is a blind date? A mask or not?
The ears you can see a mile away, the hair, you know.
Right. I'll be wearing a Boomer Naturals mask.
Wait, Joe, walk me through it. We got to go to the news, but I'm dying to know. So what do you do? Walk me through it. You meet somewhere? Will you rendezvous? You don't have a car. You don't have a car,
correct? No, I thought maybe she could pick me up. She likes to drive. So
you haven't even agreed to this yet? She hasn't, like...
Well,
what are you planning on doing this?
Well, we're going out.
This is working out well.
You're like Joe. I'll introduce you to my daughter. He has not even told his daughter yet. You're just going to show up at the door.
At least I have options, Al. I heard
Joe had free food here.
We had what?
I heard you got a plethora of meat that has to be cooked.
There you go.
Exactly.
I'm going to have the bear and the deer.
Hey, look, I brought the cheeses. Where's the meat? Let's go.
Hey, Joe, tell me. So, I wouldn't even know what to do. So, you got to meet. If you don't have a car, can you rendezvous? You can't go to the city because if I'm in the city, you can't even go into anymore.
Can't go into the city.
So, where are you going to go? Where will you go?
Well, I she could come to Grandma's where we could always play Yahtzee.
Oh,
that's
man,
fun.
Joe.
She has some, you know, some Pitzel cookies and.
You should go to Holstein's. I like Holstein's.
Is she a local girl?
Like,
I shouldn't reveal where she lives on the air, Joe.
No,
I mean,
why not?
Jersey girl.
Jersey girl. Yeah.
Okay,
give her
Holstein's. Holstein's. Matter of fact, I'll meet you at Holstein's. See, that's why. Is that good? You should pick because picking her up without a car, you got a little situation there. You know.
Well, yeah but
because
if you go
pulling up in a tandem bike or a rickshaw,
that's what I was thinking. You know. But Joe, you can't go because if you go, you'll steal all my thunder.
How hot is this for a first date? You gonna pick me up? Where, what car are you driving? You'll see the Uber outside.
Could I borrow your car, Joe?
Sure. You get the Guido mobile? Sure, you can have it. That's a good one.
I don't know how to parallel park, you see, because Pennsylvania driver's tests are kind of like quickie divorces. It's just the broad strokes.
Listen to this. He told me, Joe, when he took his driver's test, he did not have to parallel park for the driver's test.
No, did not.
So he doesn't
in
have
Pennsylvania,
to parallel park.
Pennsylvania, you don't have to parallel park?
Well,
because apparently they just leave the car. Here. That's it. Well,
that's right.
Throw the keys to somebody. Watch it.
In fairness, Joe, it was my English teacher who gave me my driver's license. So you know.
As long as you were grammatically correct, she would just give you the license.
Yeah,
but you don't have to parallel. You don't have to parallel park, and that's amazing in Pennsylvania to do that. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing: if you're going to go anywhere, if you're going to go to Newark, you better make sure that you wear a mask because if you're not wearing a mask outside tomorrow, you're going to get a warning from Newark police. On Thursday, they're going to issue you a ticket if you don't have a mask on.
I'm happy to pay the bill for dinner, but she can cover the ticket.
Yeah. Hey, so what happens if you don't wear a mask? So what if you're burnt? What if you're tearing down a statue? Then you don't have to wear a mask.
Well, as long as you're wearing a mask, you're okay. Yeah, if you're not wearing a mask, then they may give you a ticket. But apparently, again, the only exceptions to the outdoor rule of masks, children under the age of 2, people whose medical conditions prohibit them from wearing a mask, some low-risk sports, and if you're dining outside, you can have the mask off. But if you're not wearing a mask in Newark, tomorrow you're going to get a warning, and on Thursday they're going to issue a ticket. Now, this is on top of the governor's order, so Newark is issuing this order for the tickets. So it'd be interesting to see if the police are actually going to enforce it.
If there's protests out there, they're not going to go near the scaredy cats. They'll never go near the protests.
Scaredy
cats. They are. They're like little scaredy cats.
You're very rough,
Mr.
Piscopo.
They come after you and me, and poor Joseph Billy trying to go on a first date. They'll go after him, but God forbid, if somebody burns down another person's business, they don't touch those people. I'm telling you.
That might be romantic, going to tear down statues, burning down businesses, looting.
Piscopo calls Newark cops scaredy cats.
That's a date. No, it's not Newark cops. It's the politicians. And the Newark police are doing a great job, and we have family in the Newark Police Department, who's doing a stellar job, by the way, and it's amazing what the politicians have to put these police for. You have a person that goes through the academy that is a warrior on the front line of defense for us, and what do they say? If that person's not wearing a mask, I want you to give them a ticket. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, really? Don't get me started. Hey, you know what, Joey? Let's get Jimmy Brewer on the show tomorrow. Jimmy Brewer, one of the funniest cats on the planet. He just texted me. He's going to listen to Roger Stone. We got we have the legend, Roger Stone, on with us coming up momentarily. And let's reach out to Jim Brewer, if you would, Joey Sebelius, all right? And Debbie, what do you think? Holstein's, he can meet his date over there, yes?
That's fine. I mean, but is he going to pick her up with the Uber? And it's going to be kind of expensive by the time you pay for the Uber and then, you know, dinner and then dessert at Holstein's. I mean, that could add up.
We pay him the big bucks over here. I mean,
yeah,
really.
I
don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Watch this date.
I know. I know. Roll the camera, Joe. That's what we want. We just want an iPhone picture of all of this. Roger Stone coming up. It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock on the radio. AM 970, The Answer, with Debbie Duhaime. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. We're going to take it out to the Cross Island southbound right at Hempstead Turnpike. It's an accident there. One lane is blocked. We're still seeing delays as you head over to the LIE West right through Casino Boulevard building over by the Queens Midtown Tunnel as well. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic as well over on Sunrise Highway eastbound as you get out past the Wantagh with an accident in the process of being cleared. Traffic is moving slowly as well as you take a ride over to Route 19. That's still slowing down by Valley Road and Cliff with that big sinkhole in the road. 1 and 9 as you head southbound by Delancey Street in Newark. It looks like they're cleaning up an accident over there as well. Southbound Thruway into Newburgh. It's some ongoing construction. That's going on until 4:30 this afternoon. And the Bronx River Parkway northbound at the Sprain, that's closed with construction. Sunny today, high of 87. Sunny tomorrow, high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
I want you to join AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, stops supporting liberal agendas with the other senior organization. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that we care about, the values that have made America great, faith, family, and freedom. AMAC is fighting for us. They're fighting against reckless government spending and the expanding scope of the federal government. They are pro-small business and for securing our borders. They support our military and respect our veterans, and they stand for our flag. When you join AMAC for just $16 a year, you gain access to a growing list of benefits, including car insurance, roadside assistance, and discounts on hotels and travel, cell phone plans, dental plans, and more. All AMAC members receive the AMAC bi-monthly magazine with articles on issues that matter most to conservative Americans. Join right now at PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163. That's PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163. Have you found yourself stuck in a timeshare? You're not alone, that's for sure. Must have been such a surprise to find out something you were told had value has none at all. Thankfully, the folks at Lone Star Transfer can help. Let them do for you what they continue to do for thousands of others across the country. Their process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer also has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They are family-owned, and their customer service is second to none. They will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Let Lone Star Transfer give you peace of mind. Don't let ongoing maintenance fees be your legacy. Give Lone Star Transfer a call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0075. That's 833-594-0075, 833-594-0075. Or online at dennisforlst.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. Connors and Sullivan, you got to go. So when I'm looking at, what am I going to leave my family? And I made a couple mistakes over there. Now, you know what? You meet somebody and you go, it doesn't work out. Now, mistakes is the wrong word. You make the wrong choices sometimes. But then you have to live up to those responsibilities, you know, and you have to take care of everyone. I mean everyone. But you can't get angry. You can't get bitter. You have to say, this is my responsibility. I got myself into this journey, and now let's take care of it. How do I do that best? That's when you want to go to Mike Connors. Mike Connors, I'll tell you, he can walk you through everything. And that's what I love about Mike. And my son, Joey, God bless him. I got a little angel on my shoulder with my big son, Joey. Hey, Dad, you did this. You met that person. And you know that Mama Luke? That Mama Luke that's been hanging around with one of your exes? Yeah, I know that Mama Luke, trying to take everything. Well, Mike Connors has a Mama Luke clause in his estate plan. Ask him about it. I'm telling you, it's great. You want the Mama Luke clause. Mike Connors will tell you everything about living will, about a trust, estate plan, healthcare proxy, spending too much at a nursing home, what you're eligible for, all of these problems, these things I just do not like to talk about, Mike Connors has all the answers. You're going to love Connors and Sullivan, okay? Now you can get a free initial telephone consultation, a comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike to see how Mike can help you protect your family. And that's what this is all about. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or visit their website, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. I'm proud to tell you, Roger Stone, kind enough to check in. He is on fire. I mean, he is on fire. Everybody wants Roger Stone, yet he takes the time to join us on the Piscopo Show. Roger, welcome back to the show. And I guess congratulations are in order, my friend.
Well, Joe, let me put you this way. It beats the hell out of being in prison in some rural part of Georgia, which is where I would be today if the president, in an incredibly generous act of both mercy and justice, had not commuted my sentence. The president is well aware, as I think most Americans are, that I was subjected to a Soviet-style show trial. I didn't get a fair trial, as the Constitution guarantees every American. But making it worse was the fact that the judge in my case, despite all legal precedents in every circuit in the United States, including D.C., in which prisoners or inmates or people who had just been convicted were in my position, their sentences had either been moved, their incarceration had been moved to home confinement, or they had been given extensive leave, or in some cases, their sentence end to time served. But despite that precedent, despite the policy of Department of Justice and the Bureau of Prisons, despite my age and my condition, and I'm in good physical shape, but I've had asthma my whole life, and despite the fact that the judge insists there is no COVID-19 in the prison she wants to send me to, but the Bureau of Prisons' own website shows 60 cases and 43 tests pending, she wanted to send me to prison today. And she would not back off.
Wow.
This is insanity. This is inhumane. It's
Roger,
But if the president had stepped in, Joe, that's where I'd be today.
You know what? And I got to tell you, Roger, and I know that I always say Roger Stone's a lightning rod in politics. You know how people will look at you in that regard in politics, but and humane is the word. That's the exact right word. Roger, you're going into prison. We're watching New York, by the way. I know you're down in Florida now, but you were watching your town fall apart. 17 shootings overnight, for crying out loud. They're letting prisoners out on the streets committing crimes, and then they're going to lock you up. What was wrong with this judge? Did you date this judge once? Roger, come on. Talk to me honestly now.
But I think maybe she wishes I had. I don't know what the problem is. In the actual prison, Joe, that they wanted to send me to in the last 2 weeks, they have released a violent sex offender who was also a pedophile and a child pornographer. They sprung him because of the dangers of his being infected with COVID. They sprung a second violent sex criminal who was a rapist, and they sprung a bank robber who robbed a liquor store and killed somebody. So it's beyond belief that the deep state and the justice system in the District of Columbia was so intent on sending me to prison.
That is really sick. Roger, you sound great, by the way, and you sounded so great. And I know in your mind you were thinking, I'm going to thank my pal Joe Piscopo and Frankie Fibros for putting us together, our friendship, because Thursday you talked, and hours later you got the commutation from President Trump. I hopefully you credited the Piscopo Show for that a little bit, Roger. I'm just saying, sir, you know?
Well, I mean, let me put it this way. I just did my friend, Bubba the Love Sponge down here in Florida. The only media I'm doing this week are the people who gave me a platform and let me tell me my side of the story.
There you go.
And the friends who stood with me. Now, Joe, I'm not sure you want everybody to know this, but I'm just going to expose you. You were among the people who signed a letter to the president urging mercy, and that he, in a humanitarian spirit, that he not send me to my death.
That's right.
I appreciate that, and that's why I'm here today.
You are welcome.
It is the acknowledgement that you are a true friend, a loyal guy, and you're fair-minded. You know, yeah, but, I know you're not Republican or Democrat. I know you're down the middle, but you've been totally fair. You've been a, what my friend Roy Cohn would call a stand-up guy.
Ah, Roger, thank you. I signed that letter with pride, my friend. And a friend, and a shout out to Frankie Morano for saying, Joe, here's this. I said, send it to me. I will sign that hands down. And I credit President Trump. And what gets me incensed, Roger Stone, is how now the Democrats are going in and Adam Schiff shows up. Roger, Adam Schiff shows up. Won't this guy go away, for God's sake? He's the guy that should be in prison. I mean, how do
We're all back to it. We're all the way back at the beginning. We're back to Roger Stone was colluding with the Russians. Roger Stone is a Russian spy. Well, if that were true, they had, you know, they did the full legal proctological examination on Roger Stone. I assure you, they went through every square inch of my life, my computer records, my text messages, my phone calls, my paper records. They found no evidence whatsoever of any of this Russian nonsense, but they're right back. You know, recycling again and again and again. I'm just sick of it. But, Joe, I appreciate everything you've done for me. I still insist that Eddie Murphy could not carry your jock.
You're the best. No, don't even. Roger, I got to tell you, first of all, I got to ask you, friend to friend now. Now we know each other well enough. So forgive me for being so honest on here. Piscopo talking to his buddy, Roger Stone. And by the way, political lightning rod, but political genius, from Richard Nixon to Ronald Reagan to being the first man to say Donald J. Trump can and will be president of the United States. That's Roger Stone. So, but I got to tell you, you found Jesus when the president called you, and I saw the call, and he was so gracious to you, and you said, thank you, Mr. President, appreciate it. Did you drop to your knees and thank Jesus after that, Roger Stone?
My wife and I and my daughter prayed again that night, just prayed that morning. And look, Joe, I know there's people out there who are going to say, oh, come on, Roger Stone's a con artist. This is a ploy.
No,
This is a head fake. This is an attempt for sympathy.
No.
I don't really care. The real big man, he knows what's in my heart.
That's right.
And when Franklin Graham, who I had the honor to meet, Billy Graham's son, great, great preacher, a man of God, told me, look, son, your life can be saved, but you've got to get right with Christ. You got to be reborn. You got to reaffirm your belief in Jesus. You got to confess your sins. You got to walk in his way and do your very best to avoid sin. And, you know, I thought about it, and I did it, and I have no reason. I knew we were in the days away from sent to my death in some hellhole in Georgia, some squalid prison where I knew there were COVID-19 cases, even though the judge kept saying there weren't. But I was never scared. I was never worried because I knew that God would give the president the guidance to do the right thing, and that the president is a man of enormous fairness and enormous justice. And if you've seen his comments, he has no regrets. So I have no regrets. I 2016. I was unfairly targeted by a bunch of sore losers who were desperate to remove the president of the United States and would make up whatever crime was necessary to do so.
That's right. Roger Stone, kind enough to join us. Roger, before we let you go, my friend, could you walk us through exactly what you're going to do about this appeal? And were you hoping for a complete pardon from the president? Or indeed, did you want that commutation instead?
Well, the commutation gives me the option of pursuing the appeal. When you accept a pardon, you're also essentially admitting guilt. I've got to weigh this very carefully because I now understand that if I get a new trial, it's in front of the same judge. And I don't believe I can get a fair trial in front of this judge, nor do I think I can get a fair trial in the District of Columbia. We made a motion for her to recuse herself after she praised the jury, and we found juror misconduct. Called it a publicity stunt. Once again, accusing my lawyers of bad. This is not reasonable. This is not how reasonable people act. Every turn, accused my lawyers of bad faith. In the most recent hearing, she told my lawyer that his briefings were too aggressive. I guess she never read the briefing by the bullies that worked for the government in the Mueller investigation. I mean, really, the judge said in a hateful harangue, foam in her mouth, venom coming from her eyes, that I was convicted of covering up for the president. Sorry, Your Honor, that wasn't one of the charges, and that's not what I was convicted of. She said there was nothing phony about the Mueller investigation. declassified documents that we now have show it was completely phony. She said I was belligerent. Really? I never testified in my trial. By law, the judge can take nothing into consideration that isn't presented before the court. This judge has to resign or be removed through impeachment because she's not all there. That's my view.
Yeah, you're right on the money, Roger Stone. I can't argue with you. And now Mueller comes out and he makes a comment. That must have driven you crazy. I mean, here's the guy that made a fool of himself when he testified, and he has the gall to step up and to say, oh, Roger Stone was guilty. That must have incensed you, Roger. Did I lose him? We lost him?
Yeah, we lost him.
All right, that's right. It was cutting in and out like that. Hey, Roger Stone, the one and only Roger Stone right there. And fired up, but feeling good. And I guess he's going to go back and appeal it. I don't think he wanted, like he said, he didn't want the complete pardon so he can go in and clear his name. And he's got to fight. But they can't put him in front of the same judge. That judge, and that, by the way, the foreman. See, this is what gets me mad. The foreman in that jury, don't forget, please. The forewoman in that jury was a Donald Trump hater, and she gave money to the Hillary campaign, yet she still was the forewoman in the right there should have been a mistrial. So there was I don't know how Pelosi, I don't know how Schiff and they step up and criticize this. The president absolutely did the right thing in the commutation of Roger Stone. And we appreciate Roger stepping up with us. Sorry, we lost that phone connection. Hey, I see the phone calls there. I'll tell you what, let me take a break with Big Al. We'll grab some calls when we come back on AM 970, the answer, 877-970-2999. 936 right now. Big Al has the headline news on AM 970, the answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, the answer.
75 degrees at 936. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A haven for chocolate lovers for more than a century, Brummer's Chocolates is closing its doors after 116 years in business. Its current owner, George Brummer, is retiring after 47 years in the business. Brummer's has been a fixture in Westfield, New Jersey for 31 years. Brummer's grandfather opened the first store in Jersey City in 1904. Its final day will be this coming Saturday, July 18th. And should students and teachers head back to class in September, state education officials have revealed some of what they can expect. All kids and educators would be required to wear masks and follow social distancing protocols. Teachers would also have to take attendance for every student, whether they've learned in person or remotely. This is in New Jersey, by the way. Enhanced cleaning and disinfecting procedures are also going to be mandatory for schools. More information on class schedules, curriculum, meals, and transportation expected to be released very soon. In sports, the Giants and Jets may find out today whether they'll be reporting to camp in a few weeks. Multiple reports say the NFL and union are meeting about returning to work terms. The players want daily testing and no preseason. The league is favoring testing on alternate days and two preseason games. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here on Sunrise Highway eastbound, getting out past the Wantagh. Looks like an accident still being clear. We're seeing some delays here as you head over to the Cross Bronx. The Cross Bronx westbound slowing down right into the GWB, the outbound GWB. You have some ongoing construction across that upper level, and that's what's causing the volume here on the Cross Bronx Expressway. We're still seeing some pockets of volume on the Van Wyck northbound by Rockaway Boulevard. That's a collision, one lane blocked, and the Cross Island southbound by Hempstead Turnpike. The just cleaned up an accident over there as well. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you on 22 westbound by Beloit Street in Hillside with right lane construction. And on the Garden State Parkway southbound, right past the Driscoll Bridge, a stalled vehicle there just cleared out of the way. Route 19, that sinkhole by Valley Road over in Clifton. And 287 southbound down by exit 55 in Wanacue. That's construction taking one lane. Sunny today, high of 87. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is what you got to do to build up your immune system. You take Balance of Nature, it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Now, what are fruits and vegetables have antioxidants in them? I tell you this every morning. That builds up your immune system. I know. You got to try it. And I know you listen to me telling you this. You know how many people are actually taking Balance of Nature? So many people are taking Balance of Nature. And so many people from the show are taking Balance of Nature. You don't want to be left out. I don't want to leave you out.
You got to call 800-246-8751, and you will get free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature, right? And then you could get your own private health coach. How cool is that? The Howard family, as a courtesy, at no charge to you, by the way, you could have your own private health coach. Here's my lifestyle. What should I do? What's my dosage? I had the privilege of talking to the man who invented Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard. This man knows more about quote-unquote vitamins, what are vitamins, what are not vitamins, what is good for your body, how you build up your immune system, how it affects the free radicals that are in our body that are attacking us like virus, like stress. I'm telling you, you can build up your immune system if you take fruits and vegetables on a regular, constant basis. You and I just don't have the time to do that. You don't. I would eat my mother's broccoli rabe every day if I could. I don't have that opportunity to do that. So I turn to Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form to build up my immune system to offset any of the free radicals that attack my body. Okay, and you could do the same thing. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, please. Use the discount code, The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retiring or looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate are there for you. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and regularly are hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
The news is full of stories about tech giants continuously violating privacy and restricting access to ideas they don't agree with. That's why I choose SquadPod, a private team communication and collaboration platform for any business or organization where protecting privacy, intellectual property, and free speech is key. SquadPod has all the important features of other communication and collaboration apps, but it is 100% unique in its commitment to protecting your privacy and your business. SquadPod is done to discoverable. They don't monitor or censor any of your conversations. They don't create customer profiles or use any of your content for AI training or facial recognition. They don't sell or share any of your information with anyone. Plus, they are 100% made, stored, and operated in the United States. So there's no interference from foreign entities or governments. Join me and visit squadpod.com/Prager to learn more. That's squadpod.com/Prager.
Take AM970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM970 The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Don't forget Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. We appreciate you staying with us. It's 9:43 on this summer Tuesday, July 14th. And Julio Gonzalez is a national tax reform expert, is the founder and CEO of Engineered Tax Services Incorporated. Julio, welcome to the show, my friend. Nice of you to join us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate all you do.
Well, thank you, sir. Tax day, I talked to my guy, Sammy. We're talking about July 15th. First of all, Julio, July 15th is the day. That's the day. That's tomorrow. That's the deadline still?
Yeah, that's the reckoning day. So time to file and pay.
Yeah, so you got to do it. They're not extending it. I heard that they might extend it because of the COVID situation, but you got to do it tomorrow. All right. That, you're telling me that's set in stone.
Yeah, Treasury didn't extend it. I mean, certainly that's the first deadline. You can extend to September, but you still have to make a payment on the estimated tax life tomorrow. Yeah.
Got, it's good to just file. You got to file just to get that in play, correct?
Exactly.
All right. And now how do we get the stimulus check? Do the taxes have to be filled out first?
Absolutely. I mean, certainly the first stimulus check was based on filings from the previous year. So certainly anyone that had stimulus checks would have filed last year. Now, on the HEROES Act, which is coming up and pending, right, and everyone's talking about it, if there's a set of stimulus checks there, no doubt it will require the 2019 filing.
All right. Now, and how has the pandemic affected taxes? Anything expected or unexpected we should watch out for this year, Julio?
Well, I think with the HEROES Act, we're looking to do payroll tax holiday, which is a holiday of taxes for payroll companies, for the companies and for the employers. So I think that's front and center. I think we're going to do tax credits to get people back traveling to hotels, restaurants, get on the airplane. So we'll do things like that. We'll have other tax incentives to get people back to work and not staying at home.
I know. You know, wouldn't you think, though, Julio Gonzalez, that if we're not working, we got no work, the government is not allowing us out. I am appalled, by the way, Julio, that the state of New Jersey and the state of New York, they still, oh, you got to pay your state income tax. You got to pay your property tax. There's no income. There's no income. Could you somehow on your tax form go out in big red letters to the IRS saying, look, I've had no income for 4 months. The government has shut me down. I mean, hopefully they'll take that into consideration, yes?
Appalled. I mean, New York just put in a thing to raise property taxes. They raised taxes 14 times in the last month, sales tax, gasoline tax. What are they doing? I mean, why are we raising so many taxes in New York when people are struggling and half the people are unemployed? It doesn't make any sense.
I know. I cannot figure it out, you know? So anyway, Julio Gonzalez, before we let you go, what do people do who can't meet their financial advisors, you know, in person or don't have the ability to file on the computer? What advice would you give them, sir?
Yeah, I would say just go to IRS.gov. There's information on there that there's assistance, free assistance by phone, free assistance by computer, and certainly they'll allow you to file for free as well. So you have a tremendous amount of resources and help there for free.
All right. Julio Gonzalez, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us this morning. Julio Gonzalez, national tax reform expert, founder and CEO of Engineered Tax Services, Inc. I'm telling you, think about it. You got property tax, you got state income tax. They raised the tolls. This shows how I can't even verbalize properly how upset I am that the government does not understand it, nor do they care. Nor do they care. And it's like my buddy David Webb, I just saw online. The Houston mayor, for example, he addresses 60,000 protesters, you know, these one young white little brats who are protesting. And 60,000, they're out there, no masks are on, but he now will not allow the GOP to do a convention down there, a state convention down there, because of the COVID situation. The hypocrisy, the hypocritical approach to this, the way politics have just embraced us is just all, it's just so frustrating that I'm trying to, you know, I try to speak for you in that regard. And when they say there's a spike in the COVID, for example, and they never even mention the protests, can I write off burning a building? Is that a write off, Joseph? You think burning a building, burning another man's business, is that a write off? Maybe I could put that in. Maybe New York State will allow that. Will allow that? You know, looting, is that a write off? Is looting a write off in the IRS? Huh?
Anything just, goes now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just asking. Let me go to John. John, thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning? Appreciate you checking in. Okay, is that it? We lost John there? John, I got you.
Nope, we'll go to Matt. Too low because,
all right, you got to be good. Matt, how you doing? You know what? My daughter tells me.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead, Matt. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just want to mention the innocent 1-year-old child, Davil Gardner Jr., who was shot and murdered while sitting in his stroller in Brooklyn. And his apparently his black life doesn't matter to Cuomo or de Blasio. And it's obvious, Joe, since these two, de Blasio and Cuomo, have been defunding, criticizing the police, eliminating bail for dangerous criminals. Crime and murder is out of control in New York City, like it is in Chicago, Baltimore, and the other Democrat cities, L.A., etc. And by the way, Joe, 911 calls take three times longer to go through cities that take money away from the police, which the Democrats are doing.
You're right, and we got to pay full taxes on it. Great call. Thank you, Matt. We got John back. Let me go to John real quick before we break. John, how are you? Sorry we had a little difficulties there. What's on your mind? Yes, sir. Joe,
this is the perfect segue. I say we do Piscopo 2021 New Jersey governor. I'm telling you right now. Yeah. You got to do it, Joe. Joe, you got to do it. We have 40% Italians, let alone. Look what's going on. I know it's going to be difficult on you and your family, but New Jersey needs people like you. Well, we need people like you.
I appreciate you, John. Thank you. I'm flattered and honored that you even think like that. But thank you, John. You know, sometimes, honestly, I think about it, but I know how politics are. We had this discussion last night with some big, quote-unquote, guns. And getting the financing, getting the money is not the problem. It's just what you have to go through, number one, and what your family has to go through. And then for me to step away from work with everything, by the grace of God, going so well is tough, but I hear you. And if I did go in, you're going as an independent, because I'm telling you, I don't trust the Republicans. I don't trust the Democrats. I think they're all whacked out of their minds at this point. And no one's sticking up for us, for you and me. Nobody. Debbie, I tell you, your brother knows well. I should call Michael, huh?
Call Michael, probably.
He'll give
you advice. Yeah, I actually had somebody call me the other day saying, oh, so Joe's running? I said, he is? So people are like, you know, the rumors are going out there, Joe.
Well, I feel like going in, ripping it up, and saying what I want to say. I know what to do, how to do it. But because we're not being served well, we're being abused now, and it is frustrating. So I appreciate that. Well, we got a little time. Not much, but we got a little time. 9:51, Debbie's out there. Mm-hmm. Deb, always appreciate you being with us. You're such a guiding light and such a bright star every single morning. We appreciate that very much, Ms. Duhaime.
Thank you so much, Joe. And I can definitely understand how you feel about wanting to protect your family if you're on. That is a tough decision to make. Good morning to you, Joe. Let's see what's happening on the southbound thruway as you get down toward Newburgh. That's some right lane construction over there. It's going to be out there till 4:30 this afternoon. Now, if you head to the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, you'll see construction there. Also construction at the Whitestone Bridge. Whitestone Bridge getting into Queens. It's stop and go on the Cross Bronx West to the outbound GWB with construction at the outbound outside of the George Washington Bridge on that upper level. Still kind of tough on the Van Wyck northbound getting up toward Rockaway Boulevard. That's an accident. One lane is blocked. And if you're taking a ride right now over to the LIE westbound, still moving pretty slowly right out through Casino Boulevard, but just a minor delay at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Sunrise Highway eastbound getting out past the Wantagh. Looks like an accident there. Just about cleared. Inbound GWB is okay. Lincoln Tunnel, a minor delay. Holland Tunnel at this point moving smoothly as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough Radio presents the biggest challenge America faces.
I don't think the economy is our biggest challenge right now as a nation, and I don't think it's COVID. I think the biggest challenge our nation faces right now is in the conscience of who we are and what we're going to tolerate when it comes to dangerous criminal activity.
Kevin McCullough Radio finds solutions weeknights at 5 with special airings Wednesdays at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees after this whole pandemic is over, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Fresh sea air, beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment, immaculate facilities, plenty of space. What's not to love? Your guests are sure to be impressed and comfortable aboard the Atlantis mega yacht. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out each year for our big client cruise event. Captain Fred and the New York Cruises staff go
above and beyond with every detail. Our clients love it. Go ahead and start planning your standout event now. Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, anniversary celebration, why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970, The Answer, for 10% off your booking. It's a special offer given the times. Consider booking now to save later. 212-633-1231 or visit NewYorkCruises.com.
You've heard all the lies about President Trump, but the truth is he's the most effective conservative president America has had in decades, and every lie they spread about him is targeting you. This is Kurt Schlichter, and my new book is called The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. My book debunks the lies and reminds us why we need Trump and his will to fight and win against the left. It's the most important book of the year, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You, by me, Kurt Schlichter. Get it at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunny to partly cloudy today and pleasantly warm with low humidity, high 86, then clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 70 in Midtown, about 60 to 65 in many of the cooler northern and western suburbs. Partly sunny and quite nice tomorrow, the high 83. Thursday, intervals of clouds and sun and more humid, high 80. There may be a shower or thunderstorm around Thursday night. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. Before we get out of here, Mike Gallagher's coming up in about 10 minutes. You do not want to miss Mr. Gallagher on AM 970, The Answer. But you don't want to miss this opportunity that I always tell you about, Relief Factor, because it gets you out of pain, my friend. You know I love you. You really. We gather around what I call this virtual kitchen table every morning. Hash out the issues of the day. You make the most sense. You make me feel good. You got more sense than any politician out there. Lord knows. So now I'd like to tell you a little something that might help you if you got that little, nick, and I always say that little, uncomfortable feeling in your knees, your hips, your back, your neck. You want to at least try Relief Factor. It's 100% drug-free, and about 70% of those who buy the three-week quick start, they go on to order more. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Let's hear right now, if you would, Jane's story.
I'm a 71-year-old active tennis player, and I do have some pain in different parts of my body, like my knees and sometimes my arm. But it is a miracle that when I take Relief Factor, I don't feel the pain. And I give it to my husband, too, and he seems to be getting good relief from it also.
Thank you, Jane. Joe Piscopo telling you about Relief Factor. Al Gattulo telling you about Relief Factor. Debbie Duhaime telling you about Relief Factor. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father's son, owners and inventors of Relief Factor. They can get you out of pain. It's the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95. ReliefFactor.com or 800-500-8384. Joe on the radio. What a day. Yeah, it's a little Bruce right there. I'm telling you. We were going through the Pinelands down the shore earlier when we came back, and I put all Bruce on all the time. And I know politically you don't agree with Mr. Springsteen, you know, nor do I, but still, it's truly one of the great poets, one of the great rock and roll people of all time in Springsteen. And we're listening to Nebraska. That's my favorite Bruce album, Nebraska. Is that wild? As we go through the Pinelands, I'm telling you, you got to do that. But politics aside, right? And we like to put politics aside. We just got to get through this. We're all in this together. They keep saying that, and then they keep telling us what to do. We're all in this together, but I'm going to get paid. I have an assistant. I can go out. I could protest, but we're all in this together. Listen, let's stay vigilant. Stay strong. We love you for being there. Joe Sebelia, thank you. Albert, thank you. I love you. Debbie, we love you. And we love you for listening. Stay strong. Stay vigilant. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless the United States of America. Make it a great day. You deserve it.